more than anything. Great song. I love it every time I hear it. As a matter of fact, this last weekend, I'm in church. The choir director gets up there. The choir does More Than Anything. And I said, my man, Lamar Campbell, you know. And that song has blessed me so much. I don't care how many times I hear that song. That is an awesome song. I even said to myself, I said, man, whenever Lamar put out an album, I wish he could put that song on every album.
Man, that is a blessing. And I say this about that song. You know, I know when we get to heaven, we're going to sing some new songs. We're going to sing songs that the angels can't even sing. But I just feel like it's a few songs from down here that we're going to continue to sing. And, you know, I know Total Praise. We still going to be singing Total Praise when we get to heaven. And I just kind of feel like More Than Anything might be in that heavenly playlist somewhere. So, you know, it's I'm truly humbled and I'm blessed to just be the messenger behind that song.
What a prophetic song. Prophetic song. Lord, I love you more than anything. Man, that's the song. Lamar, I tell you. Is there any songs on the new project like that?
Yeah, well, actually, once you get the CD and kind of listen through it, there's always some type of love song. I can't put out no record without some kind of love ballad. And on this particular project, there's a song on there that that's called From My Heart. And it really reflects back on a love relationship between God and his creation. And just trying to find the words to be able to say how much we love him. So I really, really encourage people to listen to that and download that because, of course, the project is available, and you can go on iTunes or Amazon. And, you know, if you don't want to download the whole thing, which it's a great album, and I'm promoting, you know, you can go through and just buy one at a time. But I know the music is anointed, and that I know the place that it came from, and we continually pray that it blesses the people that it's intended to minister to.
Praise You Now. Tell us about that.
Praise You Now. Now that's the choir kind of church tune. That song basically is talking about, you know, we got a lot of things to praise God for, but sometimes we don't, you know, we pick particular times to give God praise, and this song speaks to, you know, don't wait, do it now. Yeah, so it's an up-tempo, and a lot of choirs are doing it, so I think that's going to be a big choir song.
Lamar, I've been living under a rock. Can you tell me, who is Lamar Campbell?
Well, I'll tell you, Lamar Campbell is a guy that's been around for a long time, and I really believe that I've been around for a long time because my commitment is to write, produce, and record music that puts people in relationship with Jesus Christ. So no matter how many records, you know, that I do, that's got, you know, how many songs I record, that's got to be the thread that goes through all of them. You know, some of the songs, I think when I first came out as a new artist, because I've been in the industry so long, and I, you know, I worked with Al Hobbs and the Indianapolis Mass Choir, the Indy Mass Choir, and I did a lot of things behind the scenes, you know, with the Radio Angels. I directed the big song, So You Would Know, and I did a lot of songs on the Women of Worship album. Then people know Women of Worship from the song Order My Steps. So I did a lot of songs behind the scene and music and choral directing and all that kind of stuff behind the scenes until people never really considered me as a new artist because I've always been around. But, you know, people know me from songs like All About the Love, Closer, of course, More Than Anything, and, you know, so many others, like He Won't Let You Down. And I really love you. Yeah, I really love you.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of people, I think some of my thought has always been that the music has got to be, the message in the music has got to be bigger than the artistry to me. That's kind of the path that I've gone down. So a lot of people are more familiar with my music than they are me as a personality. Mm-hmm. But as long as people get to know the one that I'm singing about, which is the most important. But, you know, being able to, I'm right now on a path where I'm really trying to connect with those that have been ministry partners down through the years, and that's another important part of it. So being able to do interviews like this is really helping people be more aware of who I am.
Were you the first artist to ever record on EMI, gospel artist?
That is so true. And it is such a blessing that somebody from Indianapolis, Indiana, which I'm proud of, you know, would be the first artist signed to a major label like that launched careers like mine and Smokey Norful and Darwin Hobbs and Kiki Sheard and, you know, so many greats, you know, the home of Donna Lawrence. I mean, we can go down the list, the Clark sisters, so that God would call me out to be the first one to be able to build that roster of artists on, and I think that's absolutely incredible.
Lamar, you see, I've been following you a long time, man.
I see.
You're one of my favorite persons to interview, to talk to, because, you know, you're straightforward, down to earth, and you tell it like it is, man. I really appreciate that. And you know, saints love that, you know.
Well, they need to hear it, and what's crazy about this is that we commercialize this so much until we forget that there's a behind the scenes behind all of this, and you know, people need to hear that story as well, as opposed to just walking out across the stage to get a Stellar's or being on Sunday Best and stuff like that. They really need to know that it takes more than just vocal ability and knowing a few songs to be able to get that across.
Lamar, before I leave you, I'm going to put you on the spot. I hate to put you on the spot, but I got to put you on the spot. But I know you can do this, Lamar.
Yes.
Can you just give me a little bar of More Than Anything?
Man, you are putting me on the spot. After rehearsals all week long this week. Yeah, but since you do, and somebody's knocking at my door at the office, give me like 1 second. This
you
is real stuff, okay?
Yeah, for real. It's, I guess, Lamar Campbell, and you can only get it live like this, you know, uncut, unfiltered. You can get it.
Yes, sir.
Lamar Campbell is back with us.
Mm-hmm. You feel that time, man, real good. You know what you're doing. Is that what you call professional?
That's just a blessing.
Okay, man. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Oh,
anybody,
man.
Love him today?
Oh, man. Love that song. Love it, man. Lamar, man, it has been a blessing. May God continue to bless you. May your new project, may it open up more doors than you would even think it would. May the skies will always be open for you. Lamar, it's been a pleasure. Oh, before I get you out of here, Lamar, Tell your fans where they can pick up the CD, where they can get your music, where they can get in touch with you, Lamar. Can't forget that.
Hey, got to do that. The CD is available in stores now. And then also, you can also get it. You can download it at your, you know, because most people download music now. Anyway, so you can download it on Amazon or iTunes or any of your favorite digital stores. You can get this project. It's called Lamar Campbell, Spirit of Praise, Open the Sky. And you can catch me on Facebook. You can catch me on Twitter. You can catch me on Instagram. And all you really got to know is my name is Lamar Campbell. And on Twitter, it's Lamar Campbell 1. Instagram, smash Lamar Campbell together. And then on Facebook, just find me at Lamar Campbell. And my website, you can go and you can view all of my music. And then you can actually, if you want to book me for workshops or anything like that, all that information is on the website. And guess what it is? LamarCampbell.com. So it should be pretty easy to get a hold of.
No doubt. It's our guest. We thank you for joining us. It's Lamar Campbell, Inside of the Gospel Spotlight.